this is a fraudulent practice. Every major psychological association in the United States agrees that these practices are ineffective and that they're also dangerous.
The group Ban Conversion Therapy Kentucky is using this understanding as leverage to prohibit the controversial practice. Conversion therapy, a pseudoscientific practice aimed at changing one's sexual orientation from what they identify as to heterosexual, is legal in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Tanner Mobley is the director of the organization, and he says they hope to get legislation through the General Assembly that would ban the practice of conversion therapy on minors in the state.
Our bill specifically would prevent licensed practitioners in the state of Kentucky from conducting conversion therapy on minors. So this would not affect church counselors that are not licensed, and it would not affect adults in any way.
Mobley believes common sense should be used to approach the practice critically.
The simple fact is, we don't allow doctors or therapists to use other antiquated practices that don't work, and especially if they're known to harm people. So why are we legally allowing that to happen here?
According to Mobley, the trust between a physician and their patient is something that is threatened.
We trust doctors and therapists that they're going to do what's best for us, and especially parents. I mean, they're trusting these people to know what's best for their children. And I really do genuinely believe that a lot of parents are trying to do what they think is best, but unfortunately, they're just very misinformed.
Awareness and education is on the forefront of this movement. With the legalization of marriage equality and the acceptance of LGBTQ representation in media, many think the community is no longer being oppressed. However, this isn't entirely true.
I think that's the biggest hurdle we've been coming into is that a lot of people don't even realize that conversion therapy still exists. It's 2019. It's just kind of assumed it's a thing of the past, or if it's still happening, it's like super rare. That's the biggest hurdle we've been coming into, is just kind of raising awareness about A, that it still exists, and the harms that come from it.
This is why education is key to Mobley and his organization.
I think all we can do is continue to raise awareness, continue to push on social media and talk to one another and share this information, and you'll slowly see these practices start to disappear. I definitely think with like recent films like Boy Erased and the miseducation of Cameron Post, you've seen a pretty significant push for more education, and you've seen a lot more people gaining awareness about the issue. So I do feel confident that we'll get there, but unfortunately, it's a slow process.
As for educating practitioners offering conversion therapy,
I think a lot of the therapists that are still using these practices, they know what these national organizations and accredited organizations think about conversion therapy. I mean, they're not, I would argue that they're not blind to this fact, and I honestly don't know if it would do any good to try to educate them, because if they don't already know better now, then I don't know how far that would go. And that's why we need legislation like this.
So far, bills have been introduced in both the House and the Senate during this session. This year's legislative effort isn't the group's first, but it's already performing better than it has in the past.
We definitely are seeing traction. I mean, considering last year we only have 5 co-sponsors, we're expecting about 20 co-sponsors this year, and we'll also be submitting in the Senate, so we'll get there eventually.
House Bill 211 was introduced by Democratic Representative Lisa Wilner, who also serves as the president of the Kentucky Psychological Association, last month and is currently being reviewed by the House Health and Family Services Committee. Meanwhile, Senate Bill 248 was introduced by Senator Morgan McGarvey last month and is currently being reviewed by the Committee on Licensing, Occupations, and Administrative Regulations. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.